Hi, I'm Matt Nunn. And in this session, we're going to talk about modern apps and what they mean to you and the opportunity they represent in your world. There's been a grand convergence over the last few years of people building these more modern applications, whether it be the startups, lean ISVs, who have been out there in their small groups building device-based applications and very modern and connected information applications, to enterprises who are slowly starting to realize that they can't go on with the traditional old applications that they were building before, that their customers and their employees expect something different. And they're slowly starting to come together, looking at modern apps, using a modern data center, and then utilizing modern lifecycle management techniques to be able to build those applications. What you end up with is apps that go direct to consumer, have connected commerce, enable a modern workforce, and provide differentiation for your business over other people in the industry. But sometimes business don't trust us to be able to do what we need to do. They're still worried about the economy and the global workforce. But they also don't really rate IT very highly. And they often believe that we can't deliver what they need. We need to change their minds on that. We know we can. We need to partner with the business. We need to show them that we know how to build the modern apps that will make the business successful, as well as using a modern lifecycle that allows us to deliver on time. And this is where we introduce the concept of the lean startup. Now, we've seen these outside for a long time. If you think of all the startups that have happened over the last 20 years, a lot of them were lean. They were this concept of, I'm just going to get an idea out there. I'm just going to get something in front of someone so that they can have a look at it and tell me whether it's any good or not. Well, now that's moving inside companies as well. Large organizations are actually setting up teams that are in this lean startup model, where they'll throw a few ideas out and then within a week have something that they can actually put in front of people and say, hey, is this what you wanted? Is this the sort of thing you want to do? And we need to embrace that kind of approach to building software, and also the type of software that we build. We need to minimize that loop from idea to code to data and then to getting measured results back from it. So let's have a look at what we mean by a modern app. And there are really three big building blocks that over the last couple of years have enabled us to look at apps in a different way. So we have the modern app on a tablet, on a device, touch-enabled, connected to services. We then have the modern application lifecycle that allows us to deliver in the time that we need to. So we can deliver in weeks and months instead of years. And then there's the modern data center that has opened up the possibilities that we have for actually releasing apps to the world and getting in front of our customers. You can think about them as better, faster, and cheaper. But what about the evolution of the enterprise app? Surely we all sit around in our large companies and go, but apps don't get released in a week. You know, they take months, maybe years to get out the door. Well, there are still apps that kind of applies to. We call them systems of record. They're traditional line of business apps, often package solutions with heavy customization, and they do tend to have longer release cycles. Things like payroll systems, customer relationship management systems, and sales systems. We don't need to rev them very quickly. They're not having huge competitive advantage by having new versions of those apps out there. And we do need them to be scalable to our enterprise, secure and always available. And there'll still be some of that going on. But what we're seeing is a move to this modern application. Systems of engagement, brand differentiation applications, things that go directly out to our consumers that allow them to interact in a different way with us, that we can release on a very continuous basis. We have the velocity to go every month with a new application or a new version of the application, keeping our customers engaged. And they still have enterprise-grade internet scalability, whether that's because we provide it in-house or we actually go out and use some of the new cloud technologies that are available. And these new applications are really dealing with the fact that, you know, our employees and our customers expect something different from us today. You know, they're mobile all the time. They bring their own devices, and they need to be accessible on those. And they also look at technology in a different way. It used to be that the best technology you got was when you went to work. That's not the case anymore. Now, the most advanced technology you'll have is probably in your living room or even in your pocket. So what are the characteristics of a modern app? And I think we can break this into five areas. Personal and contextual. A modern app knows who you are and knows things about you, like where you are. This is really important. This is one of the big breakthroughs that we've had. You look at lots of the apps that you use today. They all know who you are and the things that you like and where you're going and what you want to do. They are always connected to the internet. This is a key thing that we've been able to do only in the last few years. Even as recently as a couple of years ago, you couldn't guarantee being connected. Now you pretty much can. There's very few places where you're not connected. And that ability to always be connected means that we can rely on services from the internet. We can actually weave those into our applications. They're always accessible. No matter what device you're on or where you are, you should always be able to get to the app. whether it be on my phone, on my tablet, on my PC, or in my living room on my TV set. And that means you think differently about the application. It's not an application, a piece of software that you've built. It's a connection to you, from your customer to you. So you can think about it like an API. You are creating an API that is accessible by your customers no matter where they choose to access it from. And it's the connection between them and what you're offering to them, so they can connect to it across all of their devices. These apps are also data intensive. This has been a big thing that's happened over the last few years. It's the amount of data has exploded. All the things we need to be able to deal with, and then we need to be able to filter for your customers. Just think about the location-based services in your phone. The fact that every time you take a step, you're sending information about your location up into the cloud for people to look at. Imagine the amount of data that you can create yourself just by walking around a room. And then you combine that with the millions of other people who are also creating all of that data, all of the social posts, all of the emails. The amount of data is just vast, and we need to find ways to deal with that. And modern applications do that. They know how to deal with all of this data. And then finally, modern apps are always evolving. There is no more 18-month ship cycle. People expect new versions of their applications every month. And if you don't do it, someone else is doing it. Or one of the other 10, 20, 30 people who have an app similar to yours are doing it and beating you to the punch. So you need to be able to always evolve that application and make sure it stays relevant to your customers, delivering new services and new features. So what are some of the technology trends that underlie this? We've already talked about connected devices, and this is probably one of the biggest trends that we saw, is that fact that now people are always connected on multiple different types of devices at any point during the day. And if you're not there for them when they're connected, they go somewhere else. The concept of continuous services, this idea that we leverage all these services from the cloud and from the internet, and how do we consume those all the time, again, is something that's fairly new. We talked about the data-intensive nature of the world today, and big data is a technology trend that's trying to deal with that, helping us process these massive amounts of data and find those great nuggets of information in them that are actually useful to us. And then finally, this hybrid infrastructure, the ability to build stuff that's on-premise, virtualized inside your organization, or virtualized globally around the world. They allow you to have ideas and release applications that you would never have thought were possible before. You don't have to have built your own data center before you can put out that application that maybe 10 people will access, maybe 10 million people will access. So let's look at the anatomy of a modern application and some of the technology that would underlie it. And this is a great chance to see, you know, it's more than just that app on the phone. There's a lot of things built into what a modern application is that you need to be able to deal with. Let's start with on-premise infrastructure. So we have our traditional technologies here, like mainframes, client-server systems, service-oriented architectures, the traditional stuff we've been working with for years inside our organizations. But now we're starting to see a move to virtualization and moving into the private cloud, where I don't now have to have such a large investment in all of this hardware, and I can actually start virtualizing and offering up our services in a different way internally. And then, of course, we've got the move to the public cloud, where maybe we do a hybrid, where we keep some information internally and some out on the cloud, or maybe we move completely to the cloud because we don't need to own our own infrastructure, and we can cope with everything in that cloud, whether it be infrastructure as a service or platform as a service, or just managing big data in that cloud, keeping away from the pipes that we have. And once you have all those pieces together, we're now talking about a lot of infrastructure to manage. So you need some way of looking after it all. You need some form of unified management console or system that allows you to manage the move from on-premise to off-premise or managing hybrid and making sure that everything is always available to your customers. One of the key tenets of a modern application is that it should always be on all the time. Again, if you're down, the customer goes somewhere else. But now, how do we take all this great infrastructure and all this great information we have and expose that out to the world? Well, the first thing you do is do it through a set of APIs. We need a set of APIs that connect back to our systems and allow our customers to access everything we have to offer. And there's great APIs out there on the web like REST and OData that allow us to do this in a very standardized format. And that's what allows all of those devices in the world to be able to connect to us. It's what allows us to send apps out into the world that leverage our data. It also separates us from changes that may happen both in the app or in the infrastructure. As long as the APIs stay common, we can move things around from on-premise to off-premise, we can change applications, and we won't affect the ability for our customers to connect to us. The only thing that really makes it work when you're talking about multiple apps and multiple devices is having some form of federated identity. That single sign-on for a user that allows them to say, yeah, this is me, and no matter where I come from, here's the information I have for you. Windows 8 is a great example of this, in that whether I'm on my laptop or on my tablet, I have a single sign-on, and all my settings follow me around. And that's what you want, because people are connecting from multiple different devices. It also enables us to obviously always identify people when they come in, so that we can make sure that the transactions are as secure as we need them to be. And then you need to start bringing in these services from around the internet. These are things we don't own anymore. Okay? These are information we're getting from Facebook, from Twitter, or from other services that are offered up like Live. We want to integrate those into our customers' experiences. We want to use them to be able to augment and enhance what we're delivering to our customers. So these need to be connected both to our federated identity so that they know who we are as well. They need to go through our API so that we can consume the information from them. And we also need to maybe connect them directly into our cloud systems and our big data sources in order to process the vast amount of information that comes from that. So now you've got a good understanding of what a modern application looks like and all of the connected pieces that you have to it. You can understand that it's a fairly complex thing to work on. So what you then need is a great set of development tools and technologies and a great lifecycle management process that allows you to organize the work that you're doing on the modern app, manage all of the different pieces that you have, and really bring things together and release them with the velocity that you need. So at Microsoft, we have all the infrastructure that you need to be able to do that. We have Windows Server and SQL Server providing all of our on-premise systems. We have Windows Azure and the Windows Azure SQL Database that provide the cloud-based services. And then we layer on System Center, which gives you one unified management console across both on-premise, hybrid, and cloud infrastructures. We also have a great set of APIs that have been around for a while, and also new ones that we're bringing out. So you've got the MVC Web API, the Entity Framework, that allow you to expose data and share that information out into the world. And then we have Windows Server, Windows Azure Active Directory, all of our live services that provide you that federated identity that allows you to log in and have that same experience no matter where you are. Obviously, we have Windows devices all over the planet. We also have Windows Phone. But we understand that that's not all that everybody uses. So we have support for development for a vast number of other devices. HTML5 and JavaScript gives you a great platform for targeting all sorts of devices, anybody that understands that, which most modern devices do. We can also help you build Android and iOS apps. We understand that you have customers that need that. We want to make it easy to integrate those in, to use our back-end services and all of the infrastructure that we can offer, but target the devices that your customers are bringing to the table. And obviously, we have our own services, as well as deeply integrated with the other services across the world. And we wrap that all together with a great set of development tools in Visual Studio 2012 that allow you to not only do all this development of these modern applications, but also manage the lifecycle of them with our great application lifecycle management tools. So with that, let's step over and actually look at a couple of demos of what you might think of as a modern app. So I'm going to switch to my little Windows 8 tablet here. The first thing I'm going to do is look at an HTML5 and JavaScript app that was built for an airline. So this airline, Blue Yonder Airlines, decided that they wanted to stay connected to their customers no matter where they were. So they obviously have traditional websites, they built a mobile phone application, but there was something missing. And they knew that their customers often, you know, had problems at airports trying to make connections. You know, things happen to planes, mechanical problems, or delayed flights. And they wanted to stay connected with their customers and really increase the satisfaction of their customers at the times when they were needing to find something to do while they waited for their next flight. So they actually looked at the tablet as a form factor for building that. And they built this HTML5 and JavaScript application that allowed them to provide contextual information to their customers when they were actually at the airport. So what they can do is, firstly, they can look at you and go, okay, here are your flights, this is you, this is your frequent flyer ID. We know that you've been rebooked onto a new flight at 6:30, which will get you in at 8:30. It was canceled because of mechanical reasons. That's fair enough. But they can go beyond that. Now they can start giving you real useful information while you're at the airport. So the first thing we've got to have here is an airport map. So if I click on this, here's a map of the airport that I'm currently standing in. Now it knows that because it knows my location. Either because I've checked in with something like a Foursquare application or because it's just picking up the location from my phone. It also probably knows because of their records of all the different information about the flights that are booked. But now it can tell me, you know, where my next gate is, how long it's going to take me to get there. We can take it a step further than that as well. because we know who you are and the sort of things that you like, we can offer up special offers to you. So maybe there's some, you know, deals on food. Maybe there's, you know, a discount on some of the stores that are in the airport. And that's great. You know, that helps me out while I'm standing around. But I have deep integration into your social networks too. So not only can I do that, but I can track your social network and consume those vast amount of data that we're seeing to let you know who in your social network is also at the airport. So you can see here that Brian's just arriving, so he might be good to go and hang out with at some point. John's just about to leave, so probably won't bother him at the moment. He's going to get on his next flight. But Terry's in the club, so maybe I'll go and see Terry in the club. But before I do that, what else can I do while I'm at this airport? I've got about 5-hour layover, so is there other things I can do? So we can connect to the local world around wherever you are. And here you see an integration with Bing Maps and Bing's traffic service to show you, if you were to go outside of the airport, what you'd be able to do. So in this case, it looks like there's a winery pretty close by that I could go and visit. There's the track that I would take. Gives me directions and information about how to get there. And there's also a grill if I wanted to go off and get some good burgers. It tells me even how far away they are. It's about a 20-minute drive. And how long I could stay. I could stay about 50 minutes. Based on all the information that it has about when I'm leaving, where I am. So that's a great example of a very connected, very personalized modern app utilizing lots of big data features. And the great thing about the fact that it's JavaScript and HTML5 is the fact that it's not just going to work on this tablet I have here, but it'll work across any device that knows that, understands that technology. For instance, here I have an iPad, which is also running exactly the same code, HTML5 and JavaScript, running on a tablet device. So now let's move on and look at a different application. So this was an airline application, but there's other applications we could build here. So let me fire up Visual Studio for a minute. And here we have a hotel chain who's decided they want to make the experience for their users when they arrive at the hotel much better. And one of the things that you want to do when you get to the hotel, you know, get to your room, you just want to relax, maybe get some room service. And traditionally, that meant you had to pick up the phone and you had to call down and talk to someone and go through the process of ordering the food. We thought, well, there must be a better way of doing it than that. Why can't we provide them an application that allowed them to do that? So we built a little tablet-based application for Windows 8. And this allows them to access all of those features you would get on the hotel room phone directly from their tablet. So you can see I can control the temperature in the room. I can talk to the front desk. I can ask the concierge for things. I can get housekeeping done. But more importantly, I can do room service. So here's my room service application. Allows me to go through, so it's the evening, so I'm probably going to get some dinner. So let's look, I can add that item to my menu. Then probably I also want a drink as well, so I'm going to order some beer. And then I can just go back quickly and review the order. I can see all the information, I can see how much it's going to cost, and when I place that order, that will get placed down to room service, and that will be with me in about 30 minutes or so. Notice that it already knows where I am, it knows what room I'm in, it doesn't have to ask me all that information. Again, it's a personalized contextual experience. It's my connection with that hotel. And it just improves the way I feel about the hotel. So that's just a couple of examples to help you think about what a modern app is. You saw that they were very personalized and contextual. They were always available, no matter what device you were accessing them from. And they were dealing with large amounts of big data. So you really need to think about, you know, what are the applications that you're building today? And how do they work in this modern world? Are they doing all of these things? Are they staying connected? Are they modern and contextual? You know, are they dealing with lots of big data? And then take a look at the products that we have to offer, particularly with Visual Studio 2012, and how it enables you to build these new types of applications. So go out there, try out Visual Studio 2012, and deliver modern apps to the world. Thank you.